Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales marketing for Purium, and it is Tuesday, November 8th. Thanks so much for joining us, and I appreciate you investing your most valuable asset, which is your time. We've got a double training call tonight. We're going to talk about being an effective tour guide. We're going to also talk about following up with prospects, and the reason that we're doing these double trainings is we want to keep things practical. We want to keep things on point. We've got our enrollment turbocharger promotion going on through the end of the year, and we've got a lot of people doing a lot of things. We're seeing dozens and dozens of people enroll each and every week, and you know, we want to show you what you should be doing and how you should be doing it and how you can become more effective. And a key piece of that is the gift card marketing system and getting gift cards into the marketplace. Every week we hand out 20 free gift cards. It's $1,000 in retail value, almost $200 in wholesale value. And this week's winner is from Boca Raton, Florida. It's Laura Gillen. So congratulations, Laura. One of your gift cards was redeemed, and you've got 20 more free gift cards going out to you here later this week. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep enrolling great people. I know your team is building. You got one of the fastest-growing teams in the business right now, and so congratulations, and I'm sure you'll put those gift cards to good use. We added a new tool, and we're going to talk a little bit about this tool and how to use it, but we added a new 3-minute sizzle call. And the 3-minute sizzle call is a quick overview that talks mostly about our promotion going on right now and how simple it is, and importantly, how unique it is that you can double your money by enrolling just 3 people in Purium right now. So for those of you who have been with Purium for a long time, you know, you're probably saying to yourself, wow, we talk a lot about money these days. We talk a lot about opportunity. We talk a lot about this promotion, whereas in the old days, there was a lot of conversation about product. Well, we still talk about products on Wednesday nights. I know Dave and Amy are going to be on the line, I believe, tomorrow night. We've got Dr. Wolfeld coming up later in the month. So, you know, we are huge believers in product education. We've got audios. We've got videos. Dave Sandoval recorded a whole bunch of new videos here, Monday Morning Health Minutes. He's getting ahead of the curve, covering more valuable information. So, hey, we are a whole food, green food, super concentrated organic food company, and we believe in health and wellness for sure. But right now the economy is tough, and people are looking for additional income, and importantly, they're looking for return on investment. And the return on investment that we can provide by doubling your money with just 3 enrollments with this promotion tied with our first order bonus and our recruitment pool is something unlike anything else in the industry. Literally 20,000 network marketing companies out there, and only one company, Purium, offers the ability to double your money with 3 enrollments. So that's what our sizzle call is focused on. It's 3 minutes, and the number is 888-743-4600. Again, 888-743-4600. We're going to be we put a link to that audio in the email blast today. It's going to be going in your back office. So there's a lot of ways to access it, but the simplest is 888-743-4600. And, you know, direct people to that information. And I'm going to put that into context here in just a second. So the process that we use for sponsoring new people, for walking people through information, and I like to say that you want to take somebody from 0 to 100. 0 is they know nothing about Purium, all the way to 100, which is they're enrolled and excited that they enrolled and ready to do whatever you say to go build a business. And that process we call pipeline. PIPE is an acronym for prospect, invitation, presentation, enroll. And last week we talked a good bit about making your prospect list, you know, using your cell phone and your email list, your business cards quickly. Really within the first 72 hours, making a list of people and then focus on those people and getting invitations into the marketplace, utilizing the gift cards primarily to go open up that conversation, getting somebody from 0 to 20, 0 to 30, sharing some of your excitement and offering them a free product. And then we've got the presentation and the enroll. And during that process, there is a lot of follow-up that needs to occur. So that's what we're going to be focused on tonight, is more the middle part of that invitation presentation enroll process. But what I want to share with you tonight is something that I know a few groups are doing with great success, is to actually what I would call a double pipeline. When a brand new person enrolls, what they're doing is actually creating a prospect invitation presentation enroll process for the first 10, 15, 20 people, that hot list, the most entrepreneurial people you know, the people you know the best, or the person who you've enrolled that you're training, the people that they know the best, so that they can go out within 72 hours and begin to make exposures, to begin to make invitations and create some energy and excitement and lead that person onto the website and onto a three-way phone call and potentially enroll one, two, or three people right there within their first 72 hours before their enrollment pack shows up. And that's so exciting and so important on so many levels because it creates a story. It creates an amazing story, which is if you can enroll three people and literally double your money before your starter kit shows up, I mean, that's the type of story that you know, most other companies, you know, people could not even dream of in other companies. And so that's where the sizzle call really can come in, is you make your process, and I keep on saying you, but really let's just pretend that you're training a new person, because all the people on the line tonight, you are in the business. So I'm going to say that you're training some new person that just joined your business, and what you want them to do within their first 72 hours, and you can do this yourself as well. You can draw the line tonight and say, hey, I just pretended that I'm in, and now I'm going to do what I'm teaching my new people to do as well, which is to make that hot list of 15 to 20 people, people you know well, people that are around you, that you have, if you call them up, they would know you by their first name, people that are entrepreneurial that you believe will do well. They're really your hot list of people when you buzz through your cell phone, you know, oh my gosh, that person definitely, oh, that person's an A player, oh, that person I know pretty well, I could definitely talk to them. And utilize this little three-minute sizzle call to get them excited about what we're doing, direct them to the website, the MyPurium.com, your marketing website, and then get them on a three-way phone call with somebody who's more experienced and had some success, and use that and maybe enroll one, two, three people in the first 72 hours. Then come back with the pipeline process with a larger prospect list, with your bigger list, with your complete email list, with your complete Facebook friends, with your complete cell phone list, and really go through business card by business card and write out on a piece of paper and prioritize that out and begin to utilize then the gift cards that new person that you have gets in their enrollment pack and begin to, a more disciplined way of invitation, presentation, enroll by utilizing the gift cards. And remember, the number on the back of the gift card is what triggers the website, the PuriumForFree.com website, the Redemption website. It's the number on the back of the card that's tied to your ID number, so you don't have to physically give the card to somebody. You can email it to them. You can discuss it over the phone. As long as you write down the number and the person who you gave that to and assign that to, it really allows you to keep control of that card and keep control of that number. But the goal is to get the cards in the marketplace. We now have thousands and thousands and thousands of cards that are in people's wallets, that are in people's offices, that are in people's purses, that are in people's houses. And I'm telling you, the faster – I mean, you should be treating those gift cards as if they're on fire, as if they're a bomb, a time bomb that's ready to explode. And the goal is to get them out of your hands and into other people's hands as quickly as possible, because each of those gift cards is worth $50. Each of those gift cards provides 2 weeks worth of product, and it's an exposure. It's an opportunity for you to market your business. And for a new person who's not experienced in talking about Purium, it's a reason to talk. It's a crutch. And importantly, it also acts as a calling card of what's different about our business. And that's something that's so important, is that our business is different in several key ways, and the gift card marketing system itself not only allows people to experience the product, but it allows people to experience the system, and that's something in the messaging that you should be emphasizing over and over again, which is, wouldn't you like to have a business that's 95% automated? And so let's go through and talk a little bit about being a tour guide and understanding that people are watching you and watching what you do as much as they're listening to the information. And so if it looks fun, if it looks simple, if you're just directing people to information, then they're going to say, wow, I made it to the end of the tour. I've tried some product. I've seen a website. I've been in an in-home party. I've done some things and learned about this product, and that really seemed easy, and I can double my money by enrolling three people. I can see how that would work for me. So as a tour guide, what you want to do is tell people where they're going next. So the more that you set up the conversation as to where you're taking them, the more comfortable they're going to be. Imagine that you're on a tour, really a physical tour with somebody else, but they're not telling you where you're going or what's going to happen next. You might feel uncomfortable in not knowing what you're going to see. But if somebody lays out for you, here's what we're going to do next, we're going to go into this room and see this thing, then you feel comfortable and excited and know what to anticipate. So when you're starting your tour, you know, you want to share with somebody right up front, hey, I have a handful of these gift cards. They're worth $50 each. They give access to 2 weeks' worth of product absolutely free, and I'd love for you to have one of these cards if you're interested. Would you be open to trying a new weight loss product that I'm having some tremendous success with? Now, again, I'm not a believer in scripts, but that's the core of the message is, you know, here's what's going to happen next. I'd love for you to try some product. And if they said, yeah, I that sounds good to me, then you need to let them know what's next, which is, okay, you're going to go to puriumforfree.com, PuriumForFree.com. You're going to go to puriumforfree.com. And on that site, you can even watch a video. There's a video about anti-aging. There's a video about weight loss. Choose which product pack you like. Both of them are free. Either of them are free. You choose 2 weeks of either one of those. All you got to do is pay for shipping and handling. It's $9.95. So you're acting as a tour guide. You're telling them, I want you to watch a video. You're telling them it's going to be $9.95. If they still seem game for it, then you say, okay, perfect. And you know what? The system's going to automatically send you some information from our owner, Dave Sandoval, so you can learn more about the business. So you'll probably get the product in 4, 5, 6 business days. You know, sometime next week, I'll give you a call and follow up. So one of the keys to follow up is letting them know you're going to follow up. It's letting them know that the system is going to be following up, but also letting them know that you're going to be following up. Now, here's something that's very, very interesting about follow-up, a statistic that that I just learned about, which is the Association of Sales Executives said that 81% of all sales happen on or after the fifth contact. 81% of all sales happen on or after the fifth contact. Now, that's another reason why you should be utilizing the gift card marketing system. Why? Because we've built in 6 automated marketing contacts for you. So, you know, it's by design. You know, it wasn't 1, it wasn't 2, it wasn't 3, it was 6 different automated. So by handing somebody a gift card, by getting one of your gift cards redeemed, in addition to the initial contact that you've made with that person, the system is going to send out 6 contacts. So you have a much, much, much better chance of having success because most people do look at their emails and they're going to see these compelling email messages with a lot of good information. Now, that does not mean that you shouldn't be following up as well, because not following up is like filling up a bathtub without a drain stopper. You know, it's putting people into the funnel. It's putting people into the system, but if you're not following up, then you're not being effective in helping each of your cards, each of your tools, you know, work with you and for you. So during your tour guide process, you're going to be talking with people, directing to a sizzle call if they're one of your close people, or you're going to be handing them a gift card if they're going through the longer tour. So there's two tours. There's the fast tour for your good people. There's the slower, more serious tour for the people who need more information that you're not as close to, or maybe somebody who's a little more skeptical. They're going to want to try the product. You're going to want to get the gift cards into people's hands. So, sorry, my phone's ringing, and this is Purium owner Dave Sandoval. So following up, is going to be part of your process, and letting people know they're going to be getting their product, letting people know that the system is going to be following up, and letting them know that you're going to be calling them is important. So let's talk about follow-up, the second part of the training, and how to follow up effectively. Now to me, there are several parts of a good follow-up. And it starts with knowing why you're following up. So why are you following up? In the beginning part, the first follow-up that you may be doing, you want to validate that they've gotten their products. You want to validate that they've gotten a couple of email messages. You want to validate that that certain things have occurred. So you need to know why you're calling. You need to know who you're calling. And when I say that, not only literally you need to know like what the person's name is, but also the tone. I mean, I have a different tone for different sorts of people. So people I know well, I'm pretty casual. People that I don't know as well, I'm a little more formal. So you want to have the context and tone set right, and you need to know what happened so far. So if you're treating this like a business, not like a hobby, you're looking at your pipeline process, you have some sort of list that you're using, and you're making notations either on the list or in a separate way of tracking, so you know when they redeem their gift card, you know when they should be getting their product, and you know whether you ask them to go to the website, and you should have a very specific, disciplined way of what you ask people to do each and every time. Let's talk for a moment about, directing somebody to the website. So for me, I like to be very specific when I direct people to the website as to what I want them to do and what they can expect to see when they go on the website. So, for example, I like to tell people, you go to mypurium.com, and obviously for you as a distributor, it's mypurium.com/whatever your web address is. And I like to tell people, here are a few pages that I think you're going to find most interesting. If you go to the founders page under company, under Dave's bio, you'll see a picture of him at age 28 and age 48, and you won't believe it, but 20 years ago he looked older than he does now. So that's a photo, that's a page that I find has good impact. I like to direct people to the anti-aging and the weight loss pages so they can learn about the two key products and have them watch the videos if they haven't watched the videos on Purium for free. I like to direct them to the product comparison. It shows that our anti-aging products are 5 to 15 times as potent. It shows that our products save money and are much less expensive than competitors. I like to direct them to the gift card marketing system. There's some great copy that explains how the system works and how to duplicate. If they are serious and they have time, I tell them there's a webinar that's about 15 to 20 minutes that they can watch. We're actually redoing and upgrading the webinar. It's going to be shorter and more impactful, and we're going to actually have some information about doubling your money in with only 3 enrollments. So it's going to be something that's going to be upgraded and improved and also very timely and help you to promote this promotion. The other place I like to direct them is the 11 reasons to join Purium, especially if there's somebody who's been in network marketing before. There's some great points about why our company is different. That's always a question that's out there. So don't just say, oh, and then go to my website. Say, go to my website and do this. Go to my website and go to this page. I'm going to send you this email, and I want you to, look at this, this, and this. I want you to think about this. So the more that you're in control of the tour, the more that you know what information they're going to see, and each and every time that they have a tour, you know what to follow up on and what to focus on. That creates more consistency of message. if somebody's all over the place Googling Dave Sandoval and looking on YouTube and researching their own stuff, well, you know, now you're not sure what information they have and what information they don't have. So you want to tell a story, and you want to utilize your sizzle call or your gift cards. You want to utilize your MyPurium website. You want to utilize your conference calls, whatever it is that is your tour as to how you're going to invite them and present to them and give them the same information over and over and over again. So when you follow up, you need to know what's happened so far and what you want to have happen next. Now, one of the things that's also important in following up is to know how to leave a voicemail. And so that's something I do want to cover here quickly, because in today's day and age, a lot of folks screen their calls, and even if you're a good friend of theirs, they're busy, they're working, they're at home. There just never seems to be a great time to call somebody. If you call them during the day, they're at work. If you call them at night, they're at home, and, you know, you're never sure what's going to go on. So one of the things, like I say, is as much as possible, when you have your first contact and you give them the gift card, try to set up a follow-up call, even if it's not a physical meeting, to say, hey, you know, you should be getting your products in you know, the next few days, whatever. I'm going to call you about this time next week. Then that way you can put in your planner, you know, this time next week. And then when you call, you know, you can validate that you've done what you said you're going to do. Because people are buying you. They're buying the system as much as they're buying the product. As much as they're buying the opportunity, they're buying your support. So when you do follow up with a voicemail, you shouldn't be just saying, oh, I just wanted to follow up. You know, you should be following up to validate that they are continuing down the process and having some momentum and urgency about what's happening in your business, if there's any new information in the last week. So if I met with you, you are my prospect, I handed you a gift card last week at a Starbucks coffee shop, and I'm going to be following up with you tonight. If I'm following up with you tonight, I'm not just calling to say, you know, hey, Mary, I'm calling just following up. I'm calling to say, hey, Mary, hopefully you've gotten your product by now. You've opened it up and you've enjoyed it. You've looked at the Purium for Free website and some of the information on that site. I just want to let you know my business has already doubled, just like they said it would. I'm off to a super fast start. I'm looking for other people to work with, and I really hope that you've taking your products out of your box and you've gotten serious. So let them know what the next step is, what you expect them to do, and then to say, I'm sorry I didn't catch you. You know what? I'll call you 48 hours from now. I'll call you around this time in a couple of days. So, you know, you're letting them know what's happening and, you know, keeping them moving and letting them know that things are moving with them and things are starting to happen. So there's a lot to follow up, but mostly it's about enthusiasm and understanding where people are in the process and where you want them to go. So don't be afraid to be specific about what you're going to be doing. Don't be afraid to be specific about what you want them to be doing, and letting them know that great things are happening along the way. And, you know, that's how you can act as a tour guide and be effective. So, you know, it's a night and day difference between somebody who doesn't follow up at all, who may hand out a gift card or make an initial phone call or send out an email, and they've checked it off their list as, oh, I tried that person, versus somebody who's persistent and consistent, who follows up and follows up in a way that's effective, follows up in a way that's purposeful, follows up in a way that's professional, that's leading somebody through a process, and maybe one of the most important things of this whole thing, as a tour guide, as well as in the follow-up process, is that you've got their best interest in mind. That, you know, this is something that, you know, you have something that they want, which is more income. You have something they want, which is good health. You have something they want, which are whole food, green food, raw food, live food, organic products that they cannot get from a general grocery store. So you have something that your prospects want and need, and something that you already have, something that you already have access to, that you're already enjoying. So let them know that you're having fun with it. Let them know that it's working for you, and that if you have a great mindset, If you have a mindset that you're doing somebody a favor, that they're perfect for this business, and that you're the perfect upline to work with them, and that you want to work with them, all of that intention comes through on the phone. All of that intention comes through in how you follow up with somebody, and suddenly it all becomes much more fun as well as much more effective. So I can tell you, professional salespeople over and over again make the mistake of not following up. Professional salespeople over and over again follow up rudely. Professional salespeople, you know, don't do what they're supposed to do, and they don't have the results that they're supposed to have. So, you know, it's, you know, this stuff seems easy, and it is easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. So be one of those good people. Be one of those people that really believes in what we have to offer, especially right here, right now, as we're rounding out the year. We've got an opportunity, like I say, that's a 1 in 20,000 opportunity. We're the only company on the planet right now where you can double your money by enrolling just 3 people. So, you know, get those gift cards out of your wallet, out of your purse. Get serious about getting people in front of information, whether it's a sizzle call or a gift card. Make those invitations. Get them in front of a presentation, whether it's a conference call or your website, and get them in front of an upline person who can share information with your prospect and help you to enroll them so that you can have some success and begin to duplicate that process. So that's what we're doing is, you know, you got to plant the seeds, you got to water the seeds, and then you got to harvest the seeds. So we'll talk a little bit about harvesting as we get toward the end of the month, but make sure you're planting those seeds and make sure you're following up and watering those seeds and treating people like gold, letting them know how valuable they are to you and how valuable the product and the opportunity is that we have and that you want them to be a part of. So it's as much about enthusiasm as it is about anything else, but if you have a process, if you have a system, and you follow that system, then you know, good things are going to happen for you, and people are going to feel like you're on top of your game. And the very, very last thing I'll say is that actually momentum creates momentum. That momentum creates a more positive mood. It enhances your belief system, and that feeling of being busy comes across on the phone to the point where people are more likely to call you back because it sounds like you got something going on. So make something happen. Make something going on in your life and in your business, and people will feel like, oh, my gosh, I got to be part of that. I want to be that excited. I want to be that busy. I want to make that kind of money and let people know when you start to have success. So that's it. That's what's going on here for November the 8th. Have a great, great night. Tomorrow night we've got a call with Dave and Amy. And then Thursday night, 48 hours from now, we're going to do an opportunity call. There's a gentleman named Lorenzo up in New York. He's a police detective having great success. I think he's enrolled 3-4 people already this month. And he's going to share his testimonial on that call, and we're going to do our normal presentation with myself and Dave Sandoval. So, you know, if you're not sure how to tell the story, then hand out some gift cards, get people on the, you know, with to the sizzle call, and then importantly on Thursday night, same time, same number, get them on this call, this number, and we'll tell them what we're doing and how to make money doing it with us. So, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and have a great night. We got a lot going on this week. Make a lot happen in your business. Thanks so much, everybody, and appreciate you joining us. Bye now.